මහේ දිලාමේ විගත විප්ලවයි සරස්ස යථාමනීතං නීචෝ ජයාගුණ විසත්තනු ප්‍රවිෂ්ට පුීත ජීනහි පුමානෝ වඩ්ඩිතේ. This is the prayer of Pradhanath Maharaj, a great devotee of Lord. So, he has described that although he was born of an atheistic family, but still Krishna or God does not take account of the devotee in which family he belongs. Krishna does not take account, God does not take account of the family of breeding. He is equally kind to everyone. You have seen the picture that Krishna is loving both the calf and as well as the gopi. In the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction that one is on the higher level or one is on the lower level. Pandita Samadarshana. In the Bhagavad Gita, therefore it is said that those who are actually learning, they have no such distinction. Although, in material consideration, according to the body, there is distinction. In the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction. Krishna therefore says in the Bhagavad Gita, Man hi paasa bapasitta jeevishu paapujuna. Anyone, it does not matter in which family he belongs to, if he takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, never mind what he is. He may be a man, he may be one woman, he may be a Shudra, he may be a Brahmin, or he may be black, or he may be white. Everyone can approach to the highest platform of devotional service. It is open field. So, Prahlad Maharaj, although he was born of an atheistic family, he is taking courage. The Lord has no such distinction, therefore I shall pray according to my capacity. Bhavagrahi Janardana. Bhava. The personality of Godhead takes account of your mental, not exactly mental, your spiritual attraction. How much you are attracted. This attraction is the main thing. As I have several times explained in this meeting, that savai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaj. What is the highest type of religion? Everyone will say that my system of religion is better than yours. That is quite natural. A Hindu will say, oh, I am better than the Christian. A Christian will say, I am better than Hindu. But Bhagavad says that that is not the test of religion. Bhagavad says, savai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaje. That type of religion is the best by which one develops love of God. That's all. The test is how much you have developed love of God. The Bhava Kahai Dhan. In a Vedic literature, it is said that God, Krishna, simply accepts your bhava or your situation, how much you have developed your attraction for God or Krishna. That is taken into account. He does not take account that you are very rich, you are very beautiful, you are very opulent, or you are very poor, you are not beautiful. These considerations are not there. The only consideration is that how much you love God, then your life is successful. The Pandar Maharaj, therefore, taking courage that the material qualifications are not assets to approach God, but it is only devotional service attitude. Krishna or God, I love you. I can sacrifice you. I can sacrifice everything for you. Just as Lord Jesus Christ. He sacrificed even his life. The gopis, they also sacrifice everything for Krishna. This is what. The degree of sacrifice, the degree of attachment, is taken into consideration by God, not any material offerings. So, Prahlad Maharaj is encouraged. Tasmād aham vigatavitlava īśvarasya sarvātmā mahī jñāni yathāvanītam. Therefore, I shall try to offer my prayers according to my capacity. It is not that because one does not know Sanskrit or a particular type of language and he cannot pray very nicely with poetic simile, metaphors, these things are not required. You have to open your feelings of love of God. Then he speaks. It does not depend on the particular type of language or poetic ideas. No. There is one verse in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam that tatvāda viṣakkat janatāda viplava jasmīn pratiślokam avadhavattavi nāmāni nantasya jasoṁ kitāni jat sinnanti gāyanti giranti sādhava. It is said that a verse written in broken language. Suppose a person, a great devotee, is writing some prayers for God, but he has no idea of the rhetorical or prosodic method, the system of poetry. He has no such idea, but he is simply expressing his feeling. But if that feeling is correct, even the language is broken, there are many examples, just like a child, he prays, mother, parents, simply by crying. He has no language, but the mother understands. So what is the feeling of the child? It is the feeling that is taken into consideration, not the language. So Prahlad Maharaj is very much encouraged. Tasmādaham vigatavitlava. So without any doubt, Īśvarasya of the Lord, sarvātmana, wholehearted, without any reservation. If I say, my dear God, my dear Krishna, from today, I surrender unto you, please me, protect me. This very language, this very feeling will give you all protection. It is so nice. He does not require to be very learned man. In the spiritual platform, there is no such sensation. Tasmadaham abhivata ishvara sat sarvatma. So the qualification is without any reservation. So much for God, so much for my sense gratification. There is reservation. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same thing is ordered by Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya. Don't divide your energy, the so much energy for God, so much energy for maya or matter. No, sarvatma, fully. Then, whatever energy of God, that is sufficient to approach God. It doesn't matter what you want. Sarvatmanamahi gnami jathamanisam. Jathamanisam means as far as it is possible by me. Nicho ajaya. Although I am born low, gunap visargam anupravishta, but as soon as the vibration of Lord's name will enter unto me, so I may be qualitatively very low. Just like there are three qualities. Someone may be in the quality of goodness, someone may be in the quality of passion, someone may be in the quality of darkness or ignorance. But Krishna, our God, is transcendental to all qualities because He is Supreme Spirit. We are also transcendental to all qualities. But as is our present circumstances, we are under the clutches of this qualitative existence. Somebody is very good man, somebody is very passionate man, somebody is ignorant fool. These are our qualitative representation of this material world. But as soon as you come to the platform of God, you transcend all the qualities. All the qualities. There is no such distinction, good man, bad man, or this man or that man. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is stated, Mancha Bhadicharini Bhakti Yogena Cha Sevate. Sagunana samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Anyone who is engaged in unalloyed devotional, service to the Lord without any reservation, of bad charity, not adulterated, simply pure love of God. Favorite, how God will be pleased with this feeling. If one is engaged in devotional service, mancha bhyadikarini bhakti yuja sevate, if anyone is engaged in that way, then what is his position? Sa gunana samati to etan. There are three qualities of the material nature. Namely, goodness, passion and ignorance, he at once transcends. Sagunaham samatita brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Immediately, he is spiritually identified. Immediately. So, this process of chanting Hare Krishna, if we do it very nicely, nicely does not mean that we have to become a very nice musician or very artistic singer. No. Very nicely means sincerely and with great attention. The process is the highest yoga system. This transcendental vibration, it will simply concentrate your mind on the vibration. Hare Krishna. Other kinds of yoga system is not possible in this age. You cannot meditate on a particular subject matter because mind is so agitating and changing that you try to fix up your mind on a particular subject matter, but mind flickers from one subject to another, then it becomes something else. But this vibration is so nice that even if your mind is flickering, this sound will force you to, draw your attention. Hare Krishna. So therefore, it is very easy. For other sort of meditation, you have to learn how to sit down, how to fix up your body. You have to select a nice place, a solitary place, a purified place. You have to sit down in a certain posture. So many things. Those things are not possible at the present age, because we are so much disturbed by the present atmosphere, everyone. Just like this morning you have news that the Russians have captured Czechoslovakia. How much distressed they are. I heard from the newspaper that some of them were crying. So, this is the position. Padam padam jada vipadam. Every state there is danger. The material condition and life is so obscure that every state. Therefore, the first class process of yoga is this bhakti yoga. Simply you turn your attention to this vibration and chant it according to your capacity. It does not require any pre-education. Prahlad Maharaj says, Jathamanisam. Jathamanisam means as far as it is in my power. So, you can chant Hare Krishna as far as in your power. That means you can chant whenever it is possible. It is not that you have to go to a temple on a particular time and chant. No, while you are walking, can chant Hare Krishna. Practically we see when you pass on the street, some of the children seeing us say, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Even the children, they can also chant. It is so nice thing. Because they have no convention. So this chanting Hare Krishna will give him some effect. Jathamanisam sarvatmana. Then guna visakka pavishta. These vibrations, as soon as enters within your mind, guna pavishta. Because this vibration is absolute. There is no difference between Krishna and his name. So Krishna is always within you. God is always within you as a super soul. So this transcendental sound immediately reminds you. So you become immediately connected. And it is said that those who are engaged in such yoga system, bhakti yoga system, sannatam sadatha krishna punna savana kita. This chanting vibration is so nice that at least you become pious. Punna savana kita. Anyone who hears, he becomes purified. Punna savana kita. Hriddantasya. And the Supreme Lord, Paramatma, Super Soul is within you. As soon as you begin chanting, then Hriddantasya, Abhadrani. Abhadrani means all dirty things that you have accumulated, birth after birth, due to this material contamination. Hriddantasya, Abhadrani. vidhunati. Vidhunati, vi dhunati. Vi means particular, and dhunati, a water. Sri Sadam, because he is always our friend. God is always our friend. We do not know that. That is the difficulty. We have lost our friendship with God, and you are trying to make friendship with this and that, with this and that. That is the cause of disturbance in the world. They are trying for establishing peace in the world, but they do not know what is the method of establishing peace. The method of establishing peace is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sri Rama Sarvabhutana Yattamam Shanti Michyati Goktanam Jagadavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Yattamam Shanti Michyati. If you want Shanti, Shanti means peace, then you should simply understand that everything belongs to God. That's actually it. Nothing belongs to you. If you are intelligent, if you scrutinize in study, everything belongs to God. Nothing belongs to me. Even this body does not belong to me. I have come with this body given by God, open-handed, without any asset, and I shall pass away from this world, leaving this body open-handed. So actually, nothing belongs to me. It is simply maya, illusion, that we are thinking, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. This is the cause, just like the Russians, they have occupied Czechoslovakia. They are thinking it is mine, somebody is thinking it is mine. This is the cause, because it is ignorance. But actually, everything belongs to God. If this sense is spread all over the world, nothing belongs to anyone but God, and we are all sons of God. That is the best covenant. Everyone, animal, man, everything, everyone has got right to live. Everyone is God's son, and the whole property belongs to God. If this philosophy is taught, then there will be peace. Otherwise, there is no question of peace. So, Bhuktam Jagatavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram and Sridam Sarvabhutanam, and he is the friend, the sincere most friend of everyone. Why not? If you are sons of God, who can love more than the Father? Naturally there is affection and love of the Father towards children. Don't you find it? How he is providing, even if we are disobedient, still he is supplying all the necessities of our life. He is supplying light, he is supplying water, he is supplying air, the essential necessities of your life. Without sunlight, you cannot live. Without water, you cannot live. So, by grace of God, you are getting, still you are so ungrateful that we do not remember God or offer our gratitude. That is the cause. This godless civilization is the cause of disturbing peace. The Bhuktanam Sadula, Jagadavasam Sadaluka Maheshram Sridam Sarvabhutanam. So, this is the bhakti process. Is to acknowledge the supremacy of God. He is the maintainer of everyone, as it is stated in the Vedic literature. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka bhunana vidadhati kaman. Eka, that one, he is also living entity like you and me. Man is made after God. Therefore, God has got two hands, two legs, therefore you have got two hands, two legs. Imitation. So, That Eka, that one, is the maintainer of these many so-called gods. We are also gods in this sense, because we are part and parcel of God. Just like a particle of gold is also gold. But that does not mean that the particle of gold is equal to the gold mine. That is the real understanding of philosophy. We are God undoubtedly. In which way? Qualitative. God is gold because we are part and parcel of God. We are also gold. But He is big gold. He is the greatest gold. God is great. We are smallest gold. And if we understand this philosophy, then we become naturally submissive and our constitutional position, and then our prayer as subordinate, submissive, it is very nicely placed, and God accepts, and then our lost fancy is re-established. Oh, that is the highest perfection of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this philosophy, prema pumartha maha. If you want success of your life, then try to achieve your lost loving relationship with God. Then your life is successful. If you want to have success otherwise, that is your defeat. The Bhagavad says, Parabhavastavadabodhajata. We are all born ignorant. Unless there is ignorance, nobody takes birth in this material world. Anyone, maybe you is Brahma or the smallest insignificant creature like a germ or an ant, everyone has got body, a particular type of body. So anyone who has got this material body is more or less sinful. That is the body. Without being sinful, we do not get this material body. And as soon as we are out of the influence of this material energy, sagunan samatitra etana brahma bhuya kalpate. How? Mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogena. Simply by bhakti yoga. Simply by engaging yourself 10% without any deviation in the devotional service of the Lord, you immediately become freedom or liberation from this material bondage. And if you keep yourself in that position, then you are liberated in this life, and after leaving this body, you get your liberated body. That is mukti. Mukti means hitva annatharupa. Mukti means when you give up your material contaminated life. Hitva annatharupam sagunena avasthi. Any to be situated in the constitutional position. That is called. So our constitutional position is that God is great and we are small. And our position is that God is the supreme and we are subordinate and our business is to serve God. This is our position. We are serving. But instead of serving God, we are serving God. That is the position. But service is there. So, when you serve God, then we can serve everyone. Because that is real position. That's why if you love your father, then you can love your brother first. Because you know that if I don't love my brother, then father will not be pleased. This is center must be the father. So without loving father, you cannot love your family members. Similarly, without loving God, You cannot love, exhibit love in any way. You may advertise yourself, universal brotherhood and so on. This will be all failure because the center is missing. The present defect is that the center is missing, therefore there is no peace in the world. So we have to search out the center. What is that center? Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam prabhattate iti matya avajanti mana buddha bhava samannita. One who has searched out the center, Krishna, that here is the fountainhead of everything. Iti matya avajanti mana. The intelligent person engages himself in the service of the Supreme Law, and thus he gives peace and prosperity to our life. Thank you very much. Any question? Gopis surrender is the perfection of life. That is the highest perfectional stage of surrender. So, that stage is very far, far away. First of all, learn to surrender, then you, just like, let us first of all enter into the school, then top up MA examination. The gopi's love is just like MA examination. So, people are not even schooling. First we have to surrender by the regulative principle, by the order of the spiritual master. You do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. Then gradually, adu saddha, if you have got faith, then adu saddha tato sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means to associate with the bona fide spiritual master and abide by his order. Adu saddha tato sadhu ato bhajanakriya. And as soon as you intimately associate with the spiritual master, he teaches you how to develop a devotional sense, bhajanakriya. And if you are perfectly executing devotional service, then anathanivitti shat, then your misgivings and misunderstanding will be clear. Then nishtha, then you get firm faith. Beginning is the faith. But when your misgivings are all, eradicated, then the firm faith becomes firm. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Then after firm faith, you come to the stage of test. It is very nice, Krishna consciousness. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Tatha sakti. Then attachment. Then you cannot leave. Then ecstasy. Then you come to the stage of gopi love. Don't try to come to the stage of gopi immediately. First of all, follow the rules and regulations gradually. When misgivings are all gone, you have got fun, faith, attachment, ecstasy, then come to the stage. But the idea is to come to that stage. Just like a student's ideal is to pass the MA examination. But that requires time and endeavor, patience, not immediately.
When we learn to love Krishna, we transcend goodness.
Oh yes. Goodness is very good in this material world, but that is also bondage. If I think, oh, I am very learned man, I am very good man, that is also bondage. We have to go far above even goodness, which is called Shuddha Satya. Shuddha Satya means pure goodness. Now here, this sense of goodness, I am very good, this is mixed with the quality of passion. They think I'm thinking I'm feeling proud of my goodness. Therefore, as soon as there is pride, it is mixed up with the quality of fact. So, therefore, you'll find all the Vaishnavas, they never think that he's very good. He thinks, so I am the worst. And the most fallen. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that if anyone recites my name, then all his pious activities immediately become vanquished. This is a platform. Tinadu Pishunichena. Always thinking, very humble and meek. That is above goodness. If I think that I am very good, that is also material. Sarvabhadi vinirmuktam. To think very poor, or think very rich, or think very bad, or think very good, they are all material qualifications. Simply think, I am the humble servant of the Supreme Lord. That is the, unalloyed goodness. Janarda, he can chant. He can take hold.